Alles klar, Klassik. Das Thema mit Axel Brüggemann.
So, my name is Bilal. I am a violinist. I started the violin by my own, thanks to my dad, who offered me a little toy that you press buttons, plastic one with buttons, and each button four buttons, and instead of strings, and each button has a song.
Das ist Bilal Al-Nehmer. Und dieser ganze Podcast ist seiner Geschichte gewidmet. Denn als ich seine Geschichte rein zufällig gehört habe, als wir zusammensaßen, da habe ich gedacht, diese Geschichte, die muss man einfach erzählen, weil sie uns wahnsinnig viel erzählt über Musik und Politik, ja, über unsere Zeit überhaupt. Bilal wurde 1996 in Damaskus in Syrien geboren. Und wir haben es eben gehört, sein Vater hat ihm eine Kindergeige geschenkt, eine Plastikgeige, in der Hoffnung, dass aus Bilal ein Musiker, ein Geiger wird. Und diese Hoffnung hat sich erfüllt. Heute spielt Bilal mit vielen prominenten Künstlerinnen und Künstlern und er ist vor allen Dingen aktiv im West Eastern Divan Orchestra von Daniel Pachenbäum. Im Laufe dieses Podcasts werden wir allerdings hören, wie komplex und mit wie vielen Umwegen dieser Weg verlaufen ist und wie zerrissen Bilal noch immer ist. Dieses ist die Geschichte eines Musikers, der die Leidenschaft für klassische Musik in einem Land entdeckt hat, in dem Klassik nicht an der Tagesordnung steht. Aber dieses ist auch die Geschichte einer Familie, einer Diktatorenfamilie, der Gattin von Assad, die Bilal überhaupt seine Ausbildung erst ermöglicht hat. Und dieses ist die Geschichte der Zerrissenheit eines jungen Musikers, wem er denn nun Dank schuldet und wie er seine Dankbarkeit ausdrücken kann. Aber eigentlich habe ich schon zu viel verraten. Hören wir uns die Geschichte einfach so an, wie Bilal sie selbst erzählt. Und ich verspreche euch, es ist eine spannende Geschichte. Um ihre ganze Tragweite zu verstehen, ist es vielleicht ganz angebracht, sich erst einmal zu vergegenwärtigen, welche Rolle klassische Musik in Bilals Kindheit in Syrien überhaupt gespielt hat.
The situation in Syria musically, it's not very old. It's very, very new. The classical music, Western music, came with a composer and a musician called Sulhi Al-Wadi.
Es handelt sich also um eine sehr junge Musiktradition, die mit einem Iraker, mit Sulhi Al-Wadi, nach Syrien gekommen ist. Und der floh vor Saddam Hussein und der Vater von Assad, dem jetzigen Präsidenten in Syrien, der gab ihm Asyl, um zu zeigen, dass er die Musik pflegen will.
He was an Iraqi violinist and pianist, had a lot of problems with the president, Saddam Hussein. And during the war, Assad, the father, Hafez al-Assad, accepted him in Syria and gave him everything he wanted. That's a little gesture, political gesture to Saddam Hussein to say like, yeah, I know how to take care of art and culture and you don't.
Und Al-Wadi wurde nicht nur Asyl gegeben in Syrien, sondern man schenkte ihm eine komplett neue klassische Musikkultur in Syrien mit allem Pipapo, unter anderem verschiedenen Konzerthäusern.
This man, Al-Wadi, came to Syria and built two conservatoires, the small one for the children and the big one for the above 18 years old. And he absolutely did everything for music. He was allowed to, I mean, they built for him an opera house of 3,800 places, just one hall, and other halls of chamber music, other halls of singing, other halls, like, it's incredibly big and incredibly beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Aber erst nochmal zurück zu Bilal. Der sitzt da nun mit seiner Plastikgeige und sein Vater geht jetzt einen Schritt weiter. Er schenkt ihm eine echte Geige.
My father wanted all the time to do the violin because he didn't have access to culture and to music, but he didn't have the money. I mean, neither his father, who had like six children, so it was a little bit hard. And when I was born, he just decided that my son will play the violin. And then he gave me as a present a new violin, a real violin, which cost a lot of money. It was like a lot of money for us to eat, but he believed in something and he saw that thing.
Ja, aber eine Geige allein macht natürlich noch keinen Geiger und so musste für Bilal auch Musikunterricht her. Aber wo in Syrien?
So to start the musical education, they took me to the nearest conservatoire, I mean, Schule, in Damascus, near to our like neighborhood. And it was in a basement. And one of the rooms for violin and the other one for flute and piano.
Okay.
And very, very small. So a lot of young musicians gave lessons. And I had one lesson with one violinist and viola player called Nadim Hosni.
Und diese eine Geigenstunde im Keller der Musikschule in Damaskus, die sollte Bilals Leben einschneidend verändern.
He told my parents that I have some talent and it's a pity that I don't go to Sulhi Alwadi Conservatoire, the national one for children. So my parents listened to him because he had access. He was in the big one, in the big conservatoire, and we left. What did the director of the schule did? He fired him. And I didn't see him for the last 20 years.
Bilals erster Lehrer wurde also gefeuert, aber Bilals Karriere startete jetzt richtig durch.
My life changed because I went there to this conservatoire, little conservatoire, and then I won a competition, the Sulhi Alwadi competition. They did an exception and took me at 9 years old in the big one, that where you have to be 18 years old.
Ja, und das spricht für Bilal, dass er sein Genie zurückweist und darauf aufmerksam macht, dass er glaubt, sein Erfolg liegt einfach daran, dass er eine Wengerow-CD ziemlich gut kopiert hat.
I just imitated one CD that my father gave me and Maxim Wengerow was playing.
Okay.
So they were very happy about some little child playing Tchaikovsky concerto by the ear, and they were like extremely happy, and it was more euphoric than real talent from their side. So they built up this image that I was talented, but actually I just didn't have proper education and everything was by intuition.
So oder so, der Erfolg von Bilal ging auf jeden Fall weiter. 2007 ging er mit einem Austauschprogramm nach Thessaloniki und 2008 fand dieses Austauschprogramm dann, ja, wo statt?
In 2008, it was in Syria. So French people came to Syria,
okay.
Italian, Tunisian, Algerian. And I played for them, and they just asked my parents to take me with them. And I was 11. So I left to France, and 1 year later, war started it.
Um das nochmal klarzumachen, da war der kleine Bilal jetzt in Frankreich allein. In Syrien ist der Krieg ausgebrochen. Ja, und es ergaben sich große neue Fragen. Vor allen Dingen auch, weil Bilal natürlich seine Gastfamilie zahlen musste. 400 Euro im Monat. Das Vierfache des Familieneinkommens seiner Familie in Syrien.
So my father sold the house that his father gave to him, basically, by heritage, to be able to give me 1 year of study. But that's it.
Zur gleichen Zeit bezahlte der syrische Kulturminister Bilal einen Flug aus Aix-en-Provence zurück nach Syrien, um seine Familie zu besuchen.
When I came back to minister from thanks to the Minister of Culture Syrian, I did a concert to thank them in the Assad Library. Who was there in the concert? Assad's children, who were 4 and 5, one girl and one guy. The next day, my sister was playing in the opera with the ministry orchestra for children, financed by Assad, by the first lady. And the children, they used to sing in the choral. So okay. The day after, my sister and the orchestra and the choral played in the opera. And who was there? The mother, the first lady.
Seine musikalische Karriere sorgte also dafür, dass Bilal innerhalb von nur 2 Tagen nicht nur die Kinder des Diktatoren Assad kennenlernte, sondern auch dessen Frau begegnete.
So I went to listen to my sister, and the opera was full, 3,800 places, and I went there. And after the concert, it was the problems, the propaganda starting. So at the end of the concert, people screamed the name of Assad because it was financed by Assad, and the culture, everything was financed by him and the first lady. It's thanks to them that the hall was full and this project could take place.
Fassen wir nochmal die Umstände zusammen. In Syrien tobt eigentlich schon ein Bürgerkrieg, aber die Führerfamilie, die gönnt sich noch klassische Musik und ist selbst anwesend beim klassischen Konzert, in dem auch die eigenen Kinder singen. Ja, und Bilal, der erhofft sich nun weitere Hilfe.
My father told me to go and talk to the first lady because I needed help. I needed help to come to France and to continue. I needed 6,000 euro a year. This is a lot for a Syrian family, a lot.
Bilal brauchte 6,000 euro, um seine weitere Ausbildung in Frankreich bezahlen zu können. Aber seine beiden Eltern zusammen verdienten nur 1,200 euro im Jahr. Seine große Hoffnung war die Gattin des Diktatoren Assad.
So I went and actually everyone was waiting for her. She took the time to talk to the people. 3,800 people were trying to get access to her to just ask for a favor. My father is sick, my son is in the army, my children, they don't have money. They needed help, so they. It's a famous, I mean, if you see Macron today or a very important political person, you just at least want to take photo if your situation is fine. But if you are live in the Middle East, I mean, you ask for more.
Aber Bilal hatte keine Chance, an die Frau von Assad heranzukommen.
It was impossible. So I went out to my father and said, like, I have a dignity. I don't want to just wait 5-6 hours and just, like, to wait. I will find the money otherwise. And he told me, you have to go. Maybe there is less people and you have to wait. Otherwise, you will come back to Syria and there is no education for you.
Also versucht Bilal sein Glück erneut.
So I went back to the opera and the same amount of people were there. I stood up off one of the balconies of the opera with my mom.
Und plötzlich passierte etwas Besonderes. Die Frau von Assad erkannte Bilal.
And she pointed out me. So I came down and I went to her and everyone, like, it was this full just opened, like Moise when opened the sea from each side, because they started looking the direction of her direction, which is the opposite of when they talked to her. And I went just straight to her and said, yeah, I pointed up you. My children are with me right now. And they told me to call you because they were at your concert yesterday. And they are talking about you with nonstop.
Und wieder war es die Musik, die Bilal Türen öffnete. Die Kinder von Assad haben ihn vom Vorabend erkannt und seine Mutter gebeten, ihn zu sich zu rufen. Und das war noch nicht alles. Die First Lady sagte zu ihm,
give me your number and we will pick you up tomorrow. So we went home, we were extremely stressed and I don't know how many pencils came out just to write my number. I don't know how many numbers I wrote, if something is out of service or like, I wrote like 10 numbers and they called the house, the main number, and we picked up and they said like 2 o'clock in front of your house. And two black cars came. I was in a suit, I can show you the photo. And I went to the castle.
Tatsächlich zeigt Bilal mir ein Bild, auf dem er zu sehen ist, in einem Anzug, in jenem Anzug, in dem er dann ins Schloss der Assads gefahren wurde.
They gave me 15 minutes, but I stayed with her for 1.5 hours. And it was unbelievable. She was extremely nice to me. And she told me, how much money do you need for your scholarship for France? And I said, like, I need 6,000 euro, basically, for a year. I was a child of 11 years old. I just wanted to survive in Europe. And this amount of money is a lot. And she gave me the address of the office. I went there and I picked up 6,000 euro cash. And I went out to France. And for 4 years, she helped me.
Im letzten Jahr kam das Geld allerdings nicht mehr bei Bilal an. Der Krieg in Syrien hatte neue Formen erreicht. Selbst die Botschaft in Aix-en-Provence war nicht mehr aktiv. Es gab keinen Weg, wie Bilal an das Geld kommen konnte und es blieb dann bei seiner Familie. Aber er hatte Glück mit einer neuen Gastfamilie.
It's this year where I met a host family that took no more money from me. They were two doctors from the States living in Aix-en-Provence with 5 children. 4 of them are doctors as well in medicine in the States, in San Francisco and Chicago and everything, in New York. And one of them, the last one, he was my sister age, exactly like day and year. And he was a violinist and they were extremely nice to me and like really like my family.
All das hört sich erst einmal nach einer sehr guten Geschichte für Bilal an. Aber die syrische Herrscherfamilie hat ihr Engagement natürlich nicht vergessen.
The first lady told me, we are helping you now, but please remember when you will be something in the future, come back and teach here because we need you.
Irgendwann, so hoffte man, sollte Bilal zum Unterrichten zurück nach Syrien kommen. Und man hört seiner Erzählung an, wie groß sein Gewissenskonflikt heute ist.
And I promised her. I gave my word. I came to France, to Aix-en-Provence. 2 years later, situation was very, very bad. I managed to get my family out.
Das war 2016, als die Flüchtlingsströme neue Rekordzahlen erreichten.
2016, thousands and thousands of people were dying in the sea from Turkey to Greece to make false passports to come to Serbia and Hungary, and then to that to so it was really horrible. It was not easy, and I was very, very, very lucky.
Ja, das Glück hielt dann tatsächlich auch erst einmal an.
The day of their arrivals by plane with a visa, touristic visa, on the same day I met this lady called Beatrice. She told me, I live in Vauvenargues, a village just near to Aix-en-Provence, where's Picasso's castle, and the mayor of this village is looking for a Syrian family to host. Do you know any Syrian family? And I told her, my parents are arriving in 2 hours. And they arrived, and since then, since 9 years now, they are living in front of Picasso Castle. And that was their first travel. For my mom, this was for her travel out of Damascus, and for my father, out of Lebanon and Syria.
Und was Bilal jetzt erzählt, ist eigentlich nur eine kleine Seitengeschichte, die aber zeigt, wie Dankbarkeit funktioniert, und zwar in alle Richtungen, merkwürdigerweise, denn auch gegenüber dem Bürgermeister in Frankreich wollte er sich erkenntlich zeigen, dass der seinen Eltern geholfen hat. Er bot an, ein Festival zu organisieren.
And he said, how much money do you need? I said, like, maybe 4,000 euros just for musicians and for 1 week and food and like just to pay the, you know, the travels. And he liked the idea very much to thank the village. And next day I had a team of 20 people and we got 80,000 euro with the orchestra, with the radio, with the TV, with everything. And this was just incredible. And that was a thank you for the village. And we received 2,000 people in 1 day and a half.
Zu dieser Zeit lief der Krieg in Syrien auf Hochtouren und natürlich Familie Assad hatte seine Zahlung an Bilal eingestellt. Und auch für seine Eltern war die Ankunft nicht wirklich leicht.
For my mom, it was horrible for her. Can you believe my father lost his mom when he arrived 2 days later? He couldn't go back. I mean, he can go back, but he didn't because he preferred to stay with his children. We would like to go back to our country. It's a dream now.
Ein Traum beziehungsweise auch ein Albtraum, denn Bilal weiß heute natürlich, wer ihn damals unterstützt hat und er weiß, wie die Reaktionen auf ihn, auf seine Familie wären, wenn er jetzt nach Syrien zurückkehren würde. Aber genau das soll er jetzt. Das jedenfalls wünscht sich plötzlich die First Lady, die Frau von Assad.
I received a call from the office of Assad, the lady, last month, to tell me, Bilal, we are seeing how great things you are doing and you are becoming something, I mean, for at least for us. You are having a festival, you are playing with Barenboim, Capuçon, Grimaud. They see by social medias, basically, that I'm just going on with my career in a very good way. And they told me, the lady, not the first lady, but the lady of the office told me, do you remember what she told you or what she asked you? She didn't mention names by messages. Said, yes, of course, and I still have my promise. Because I really want to give back what I was given.
Und hier hört man Bilal, finde ich, genau seine Zerrissenheit an. Auf der einen Seite das Wissen darum, dass seine gesamte Karriere im Westen tatsächlich durch die Hilfe von der First Lady stattgefunden hat. Auf der anderen Seite aber auch seine Verantwortung als Künstler. Bilal will seinem Land zurückgeben, was es ihm ermöglicht hat, aber er weiß auch, dass er es unter den derzeitigen Umständen nur schwer kann.
This is something very sensitive to me. Here, the difficult choice is becoming to me as an artist. Basically, today I can go back and just have everything I want. And it's not to underestimate. We have an opera of 3,800 places. And we have the capacity to just give education and to make proper things. And just, if you believe how many, I don't want to mention names, but how many students and poor children, they are contacting me by messenger. And telling me, how are you, Professor Bilal? We are just, it's just becoming very, I became like kind of, you know, a way to look at or like a guide.
Hier ist es vielleicht doch nochmal ganz wichtig einzuordnen. Denn tatsächlich besteht der Gewissenskonflikt von Bilal ja nicht nur in seiner Abhängigkeit gegenüber dem Assad-Regime bzw. Assads selber, sondern er spürt auch, dass seine Heimat, die Hoffnung vieler junger Menschen in Syrien, dass sie den gleichen Weg gehen können wie er, auf ihm lastet. Er spürt also, dass es in Syrien Menschen gibt, für die er inzwischen genauso bedeutend ist wie jener Lehrer aus dem Irak, der damals von Assads Vater nach Syrien geholt wurde.
And I really want to give back this, and it's just for me very difficult because it's a very difficult choice. They all the time did a lot of good things to me. I mean, the first lady and the office. I'm not talking about the political situation. even if I have to be aware of it.
Ja, Bilal muss sich der politischen Situation in Syrien bewusst sein und gleichzeitig ist er sich aber auch über seine Rolle bewusst, die er in Syrien gegenüber anderen jungen Menschen hat.
It's not about the 6,000 euro, it's about the children that they don't have education, but they are in that country. I'm not giving back to them, I'm giving back to my people. And my people are in Syria. So it's all linked. People today, you know, they are so much divided and so much once against the government, not for the government, against the revolution of the government. And some people, they are against nothing. And just like they want to be in peace. But the general situation at the end of like some people like me, they had no access to education and now it's worse. It's not about to build my career there. This is another question. This is, I don't need it there. My career won't build there for classical music, to be honest. If it's not because I'm playing in Syria that Berlin Phil will call me.
Nein, für Bilals Karriere ist Syrien mit Sicherheit nicht entscheidend. Es ist für Bilals Gewissen bzw. für Bilals Auftrag, Bildung und Musik nach Syrien zu bringen. Meine Frage ist dann natürlich, ist er sich bewusst, dass er mit diesem Schritt natürlich auch zum Werkzeug der Assadschen Politik würde?
This is the difficult decision for me because for your point of view, it's a propaganda game and it is a propaganda game basically, even if I didn't live that in the past. But at the same time, those people just forget for a minute the program in your head of him being an the image we have from him in these countries in Europe. For me personally, if I didn't mention you this name and this lady that gave me that money, you will be at the end like, please tell me who is this lady that was so generous to you. I could have just been anonymous.
Spätestens hier zeigt uns Bilal, was wir von seiner Geschichte lernen können. Dass wir, wenn wir das Politische in der Kultur bewerten, natürlich immer auch die Perspektive wechseln müssen. Dass wir nicht von unserem Standpunkt aus alleine richten können über das Gute und das Schlechte. Und vielleicht gibt es das so auch gar nicht immer, das Gute und das Schlechte.
It happened that she believed in me, because otherwise I will be now stuck in Syria, because my family wouldn't have any more money.
Nun hat aber die First Lady, die Frau von Assad, bei Bilal angerufen. Ja, wie fühlt sich das für ihn an?
Tension, because I'm afraid. I didn't do anything wrong, but it's so you never know what happened to you. It's especially in these days. I mean, especially in the region, what happened. So if you go, maybe a bomb will come by accident to the where you land. You know, between Iran, Israel, Palestine, Syria, Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's very, very tricky region. So I don't. If I go there, I will be just very. In danger, I think. I will feel in danger. But at the same time, I would like to, not to shake hands with the devil. It's not that. I would like to, not to give back the person, but to give back the people. And to give back to my childhood. I cannot answer your question as a journalist and tell you what you want to listen, to hear, because it's more complicated than that. And it's more complicated than just... More complicated is just like, okay, this is a dictatorship, this is not good, this is bad.
Letztlich wohnt in Bilal nicht nur das Hin- und Hergerissensein, sondern natürlich auch die Erfahrung mit zwei Kulturen. Und die Erfahrung mit seiner syrischen Herkunft, die wirkt groß.
We are still in the Middle East linked to the religion. Can you tell me when France was separated from the church? 1905. It's not that far away. And I think we are just behind because of religion. Government and religion are linked. And this is very difficult to get out, to break the system. This is a huge system, another culture. It's a completely another culture. Of course, it's the way what we think it about it in Europe. But you have to see a society in itself. I'm not for a dictatorship. I'm not, believe me. It's not that. But it needs time. It needs time to trust and it needs time to be in a democracy and it needs time also to make things much more easier for us artists to go there and just to be naturally a human being.
Und das ist für mich das wirklich Erstaunliche, aber auch das Spannende. Wie Bilal erklärt, dass er ernsthaft darüber nachdenkt, nach Syrien zurückzukehren.
Because of course, if I didn't have this personal relationship, like directly, it will be of course. I will say yes, of course. I will never go back. I mean, why should I go back? But now it's something that it's in between. And of course I will be contributing to something devilish. But at the same time, by helping the people and helping the students and giving some of the knowledge I got in Europe to them, wouldn't be also that a good thing? I feel guilty in a way and selfish to be able to live what I have lived in France and not the new generation coming there.
Und das ist vielleicht das wirklich Bewegende an der Geschichte von Bilal, dass sie kein Einzelfall ist und dass sie auch nicht nur im Jetzt und Hier und in der Zeit von Bilal stattfindet, sondern dass es diese Geschichten schon vor ihm gab und dass er jetzt erlebt, dass es Jugendliche gibt, die die gleiche Geschichte schreiben wollen wie er.
I had a message by messenger again from this little young boy, 18 years old. He told me he's now in second year of medicine, doctor, like... doctor in medicine, and he told me I cannot live without violin, I cannot live without music, but I had no teacher. Is it possible for you to arrange something that you listen to me by WhatsApp, or I give you some videos? And I received like Mendelssohn concerto, part of it, just learned by himself in a very special lighting in his house with candles because there's no electricity. And this has touched me so much. It's me, I'm just seeing my childhood. And you can see your childhood if you are not also far away from it.
Aber kann Bilal, will ich von ihm wissen, nicht auch hier im Westen aktiv werden für die jungen Menschen in seiner Heimat, die sich nach musikalischer Bildung sehnen? Oder vielleicht warten, bis er zurückkehrt, bis sich die Situation in Syrien etwas verbessert hat? Aber er will unbedingt jetzt handeln.
Now I have the energy for it and I really believe that it should be done now. But at the same time I have to take a very wise decision. I didn't take my decision yet. It's not, it's just an open question for me. It's very difficult to answer because I really want thanking the person that helped me forgetting the system. It's something, but also this system, if allows me, if the evil allows me to do good things, well, you know, some medication are also very hard to take, but it's to heal you.
Aber würde ein Teufel je erlauben, langfristig etwas Gutes zu tun?
And it's very different. It's maybe a wrong image, but in a way, it's through this that I will help something. Or some people, or to build something.
Es wird spannend, wie Bilal sich entscheiden wird. Erinnert ihr euch noch an den Musiklehrer im Keller von Damaskus, der Bilal empfohlen hat, auf das große Konservatorium zu gehen und selber für diesen Rat rausgeschmissen wurde? Auf diesen Mann kommt Bilal jetzt am Ende unseres Gespräches nochmal zurück.
All the story started with this young professor. And the Schule told me to go to the bigger conservatoire, and he was kicked out because he lost two children, me and my sister, to the director of the Schule for money. So he kicked them out, and I didn't see him for 20 years. And when I came, I did Paris Conservatoire, and I arrived to Barenboim Academy, and I arrived to the Divan Orchestra, who I see, Nadim Hosni, the violinist who taught me the first lesson in the orchestra. And he is now living in Krakow. He studied with Penderecki, and his life is, it's been 17 years he didn't see his mom, and he's teaching Arabic in a Jewish center to earn his 700 euros a month, because the system doesn't allow a Syrian person or a foreigner person to be in the system easily. He had to take he's still not Polish. It's been trying for 5 years to get the Polish nationality.
Auch hier sind wir wieder bei einem großen Thema und sehen, wie wichtig es ist, dass wir unter Hilfe nicht nur einen Zufluchtsort verstehen, sondern dass wir als europäische Länder natürlich auch Verantwortung übernehmen können, wenn wir dann wollen. Bilal ist immer noch unentschieden, wie er jetzt handeln soll. Und ich wollte zum Schluss von ihm wissen, wie denn seine Eltern über seine Entscheidung denken.
My parents said, you don't go without us. They told me you left very young and you don't know how to deal with the system there, but we know how. So if you go, we go with you, but you have to wait a little bit until we have the French nationality.
Das war sie also, die Geschichte von Bilal Alnehmer, dem Geigenspieler aus Syrien, der in Frankreich studierte und jetzt zerrissen ist zwischen seiner alten Heimat und seiner neuen Heimat. Auf mich hat dieses Gespräch einen unglaublich großen Eindruck hinterlassen und vor allen Dingen hat es mich gelehrt, unsere Position immer wieder zu hinterfragen und vor allen Dingen auch die Perspektiven zu wechseln, aus denen wir auf musikpolitische Zusammenhänge blicken. Ich hoffe, für euch war dieses Gespräch genauso spannend wie für mich. Ich wünsche Bilal alles Gute. Ich wünsche euch eine schöne Woche. Haltet die Ohren steif. Nächsten Freitag geht's hier dann wieder weiter mit einem Update. Natürlich dann auch wieder mit Doro. Liebe Grüße von hier aus. Ich freue mich auf euch. Bis dann. Macht's gut.